With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A Defense Department official is confirming a missile attack from Iran on a U.S. military base in Qatar, but says no casualties have been reported. The official said that the Al Udeid Air Base was attacked by short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles and that the Pentagon continues to monitor the situation. Iran acknowledged the missile attack, saying the attack in Qatar matched the number of bombs dropped by the U.S. on its nuclear sites over the weekend. That was seen by some analysts as Iran signaling its likely desire to de-escalate. The Ain al-Assad base, housing U.S. troops in western Iraq, was also targeted, but Iran did not claim credit for that attack, which could have been carried out by militias. Vice President J.D. Vance says America has no interest in boots on the ground in Iran. That was something he made clear on NBC's Meet the Press.
The president has actually been one of the fiercest critics of 25 years of failed foreign policy in the Middle East, which is why he did what he did. A very precise, a very surgical strike tailored to an American national interest. And that national interest is Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It would be a disaster for us.
Following the U.S. military strikes against three Iranian nuclear sites, the vice president and the secretaries of state and defense insisted that the objective was not regime change. However, President Trump raised the possibility in his social media post last night. Trump advisor Sebastian Gorka says the president does not favor a U.S.-led effort to topple the government.
There is no interest in regime change. That's up to the people of the country concerned. I know the president, because he has said this, wants the people of Persia, including the minorities, to be free.
This is SRN News. There's a battle over the Ten Commandments in Illinois.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's leading atheist organization, is leading a lawsuit against Jefferson County over a monument bearing the Decalogue on the grounds of the county courthouse. The foundation claims it's a violation of the Constitution, but supporters point out that the Supreme Court has approved such displays in the past. The foundation spends most of its time seeking to remove all traces of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The acting chair of the federal agency that enforces workers' rights is defending her decision to drop lawsuits that seek to defend transgender people, saying her agency must comply with President Trump's orders. Andrea Lucas with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission spoke recently at her confirmation hearing. Her nomination to serve another five-year term requires Senate confirmation to be head of the EEOC. This is SRN News. The Thunder are NBA champions for the first time ever in Oklahoma City.
In a winner-take-all Game 7, the Thunder defeated the Pacers 103-91 to win the NBA Final. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points and 12 assists and was named Finals MVP, helping the franchise win its first title in Oklahoma City. Indiana's pursuit of its first NBA title was dealt a blow in the first quarter when Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton exited after suffering a lower right leg injury. Pacers coach Rick Carlisle.
Our hearts go out to him. But so proud of everyone.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
An early summer heat wave is hitting half the country from the Midwest to the East Coast. Weather warnings are in effect for tens of millions of people as they face temperatures around 100 degrees. Add in the humidity, it feels even hotter. More details at srnnews.com.